Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I know why. Heck of a night last night. Yeah. Let's hear from Sabres. Go Sabres. A thriller, the likes of which we've not seen in a long time. And all I can say is Sabres are on their way. So what a great place to be the morning after as we continue the great tradition of winning. I wanted to come to Buffalo today here in the Erie County DA's office because we've become aware of some extraordinary news. And I want to acknowledge our great district attorney, Mike Payne, to be hearing from momentarily for all the work that he and his team do to keep the public safe. Also, our county executive, Mark Poloncarz, who's been a great partner of mine for many, many, many decades, and our new mayor, Sean Ryan, who's working hard to keep the city safe as well. So I'm not in Albany right now. I'll be there very shortly, but I just wanted to come and really talk about what is amazing, because we have made history. We have made history here in Buffalo and across the state, but this is deeply personal to me. People in Buffalo know my heart is with them, as always, even if I'm not here physically. And there's a topic that we're not hearing about it much because things are going well. You don't hear about when the planes land safely. I feel the same is true when the crime is under control and crime rates are going down. You don't hear much about it. But my point is this. We can't take that for granted. It doesn't happen because you hope it happens. It happens because there's intentional strategies and investments I want to talk about right now. When I first came into office in 2021, crime was out of control. It was surging all over the state of New York, and places like Buffalo were literally under siege. And previous, at the time in Buffalo, shootings had doubled. I mean, think about that. In 2 years, they had doubled. And people were anxious, afraid to walk the streets, afraid to go out, afraid to conduct their everyday lives. There was a genuine fear everywhere. But I'm here to tell you that surge is officially over. Today's shootings in Buffalo are at a 20-year low, the lowest since New York started tracking the numbers. It goes back even further, but this is as far back as we've been tracking numbers. We'll hear better numbers even than that from our local officials here. So shootings in Buffalo are the lowest they've been since we've been keeping track. And overall, all violent crime in Buffalo has plummeted to a 10-year low, and the numbers continue to go down. And what does that mean for people in New York? Fewer people going to the emergency room, fewer people who are injured having to go through rehab, losing time from work, the disruption of families, fewer people having to visit funeral homes, fewer people having to deal with property damage or physical assaults, and the streets just feel safer. And I want to talk about what's happening already. We're continuing in the first 3 months of this year. Shootings with injury are down 84% since 2021. I will repeat that. Shootings with injury are down 84% since 2021 and down 57% just from last year alone. So the trends are extraordinary. And these are all across our 28 GIVE communities, which are the communities that we give enhanced dollars to help them with gun violence. And across all those other areas, shootings are down 65% since 2021. And 20% from last year alone. So how did we get here? Unprecedented investments, which I'll talk about, and innovative collaborations, and just really saying that this is our priority. Public safety is the foundation of everything. You cannot have a strong economy or a vibrant place to raise families, start a business, if people are worried about crime. And so this is why this is such an incredible good news to let people know that the situation is now under control, it is stable, and you don't have to worry so much about this as you had in the past. So let's bring me back to the budget. We're in the budget process. Well, now I'm hoping to wrap it up. But a budget is a statement of our priorities. So when you look at one of my top priorities is public safety, giving people that sense of security they deserve, it comes down to how much are you putting in your budget. So for the past 4 years, I have pushed through groundbreaking investment, more than $3 billion in public safety and police officers on the ground. And I saw what was happening. I tracked the numbers all the time. We had spikes in carjackings and retail theft and shootings. And I knew when I took office, I couldn't just say that's a local problem. Let the local government figure it out. That's their job. I knew that if the state government stepped up in a meaningful way, meaning more dollars and more collaboration, we could do much better, and we did. So I have, as I said, a lot of respect for law enforcement, a lot of respect for prosecutors. My husband was a 30-year career prosecutor, which still reflects fondly on how much that job meant to him to be able to work day in and day out to keep the people of 17 counties safe when he was U.S. attorney. And I knew that the answer had to start with our district attorneys. Give them the resources they need to do their jobs to prosecute crimes and keep repeat offenders from repeating crimes. Now, I didn't want to just tell the locals to do it on your own. I said, I'll put more money on the table, and I did. So, Mike Kane knows this, his predecessors know this. I quadrupled the money from the state of New York to district attorneys from $41 million in 2022 to $183 million now. And I said, use this to hire more personnel, buy equipment, train your teams, enhance your training, and also to help our DAs and local governments invest in crime-fighting measures that have really reduced our gun crimes. And for local law enforcement, our police officers, hotspot policing, focused deterrence, and street outreach. And that's why in this budget, I'm doubling down. I'm going to continue our commitment to reduce crimes for these investments. And I'm fighting for record funding for gun violence prevention right now. As we speak, I want record funding again, because I will never be one to spike the football, ever. We have to say, yes, we've made progress, but if we stop these investments now and say we're done, then the criminals are aware. They know that we've taken our foot off the gas, and we start seeing the spikes in crime again, and I will not let that happen. So I want to pass new legislation as well to help crack down on 3D printed guns that people are literally sitting in their kitchens at the table and creating weapons of mass destruction. I want to focus on that, and we have really thoughtful nation-leading legislation on that, and to also ban handguns that can be easily converted into illegal automatic machine guns. So I'm not just doubling down on investments, I'm doubling down on changing our laws and on collaborations with local police, state officials, and district attorneys. And also our network of 11 crime analysis centers, including the one right here in Erie County, is truly, again, nation-leading. People are talking about what we're doing so differently in New York, making New York one of the safest big states in America. And again, the 1-2 punch, investments and collaboration is working, and the data is proving it. And I served in local government for a long time. I used to hire police chiefs and police officers and went through the process in selecting a great team in my community. But I also used to think, why isn't Albany helping us more? Why didn't we get more assistance from Albany? And I'm proud that I've been able to change that dynamic and make sure that Western New York and places all across the state that felt like they had been underinvested in by the state of New York have now have the access to money. Where, for example, right here in Erie County, upgrading law enforcement technology for them, money, $14 million for that, $3 million for the SNUG program. I truly believe in these grassroots efforts for people, some of them who have been in the system themselves. They are the best advocates, and to be able to connect directly with the young people in our streets and help them find a better path while always keep those investments strong. And we've had over 17 community projects with $2 million for Project Rise to help them as well. So we're going to continue the efforts. We'll keep the money coming, the money we gave to the DA's office, and I'm proud to say that our investment includes $36 million more for GIVE. So here we are. Think about where we were just a few short years ago, how much it has changed, but do not take that for granted. The trend could have continued up and up and up and up, and it has not. And that is why I believe that investing $3 billion from our budget process, we're in the budget process right now, has made a dramatic difference in saving lives. And I'm going to continue that collaboration and make sure that the statistics today are not an aberration, that this is how it's going to be. New York is safer and a better place to raise our families and support our children. So one crime victim is one too many. We're not stopping, but today is a day to celebrate how far we've come. And I want to thank everyone who's behind me here, all the different individuals from the DA's office and from our local police and all the staff and the professionals, the men and women on the street literally every day, were the ones who are making these numbers so extraordinary. I thank you. I thank you for making a difference. It makes me so proud to come from a place that has really made a difference in people's lives. And with that, let me bring up our next speaker, our district attorney, Mike Hay.
Thank you, Governor. And today is a great day, not just because the Sabres won, but that's a good way to start it. I will say it's an honor to have Mayor Ryan and County Executive Olenkars and the Governor all here today in my office. But the reason we're here is to highlight the good news. We don't often get a lot of good news, but I'm going to talk about some of it specifically in the tremendous leadership that the Governor has shown. So, and I want to commend Governor Hochul for her commitment to public safety and the public safety initiatives and her unwavering support in our efforts to combat gun violence across New York State, not just here in Erie County, but across New York State. You know, the Governor mentioned the GIVE program, and I'll tell you, it means Gun Involved Violence Elimination. That's what it stands for. And the genius of the GIVE program is that it brings us all together. So many of our partners, some of whom are here today, members of the Buffalo Police Department, the Erie County Probation Department, New York State Police, the New York State Parole, the Erie County Lab, so many of our partners, it enhances our efforts to collaborate together. We work so well together here in Western New York, and we couldn't do it without the help of the funding that we get through the GIVE program. In the city of Buffalo, we've experienced historically low violent crime numbers as in 2025 as compared to 2021. The shootings are down 67%. Homicides by gun violence are down 66%. That's 2025 as compared to 2021. Now, Governor Hochul is directly responsible for providing over $2 million in funding to my office through the GIVE initiative. The Governor's commitment supports 10 positions in my office, including 8 prosecutors, 1 confidential criminal investigator, and 1 crime analyst. This initiative has the dual goal of being proactive in preventing gun violence before it happens, and when it does occur, my office is better equipped to hold the people accountable who committed those violent crimes. The other thing about today is it's the beginning of National Crime Victims Rights Week, where we aim to increase awareness about the rights of crime victims and the support available through my office's Victim Witness Services Bureau and the Be Safe Domestic Violence Victim Advocacy Program, while we recognize the work of our victim advocates. I want to thank the Governor for the funding she provides to our office, again, for the Victim Witness Bureau. And finally, I'm going to mention the STRIVE program. The Governor has supported this initiative as well. STRIVE stands for Statewide Targeted Reductions in Intimate Partner Violence. It's a state-funded initiative that equips prosecutors, law enforcement, advocates, probation, and partner agencies with the training and resources and the strategic support to reduce intimate partner violence. An experienced victim advocate serving as the STRIVE program coordinator for Erie County is based right here in my office. The coordinator, Clarissa Acosta, is here with us today. She's standing behind the mayor and the county executive. She works alongside with various police agencies, including Buffalo Police, Erie Crime Analysis Center, and the Brave Trauma Recovery Center to identify risk of intimate partner homicide and prevent future violence. STRIVE funding also funds 2 of our victim advocate positions to comprehensively address the needs of victims through evidence-based, survivor-centered, and culturally responsible interventions. So, as the Erie County District Attorney, my top priority is protecting the people in Erie County, protecting the people in our community. And the leadership and support we receive from Governor Hochul has brought us to the point where we can talk about these historically low shootings and historically low homicides by gun violence. Last year, 2025, we had 39 homicides in Erie County, and that's a lot. But that number has never been seen before, to the point where we went back to the years where we started collecting the data, 1984, we had never seen a number as low as 39. And that was last year. At this point, in this year, 2026, we are at 7 homicides. And again, it's too many. But last year, the historically low number, at this point in the year, we were at 13. Today we're at 7. And that's tremendous. That's great news for everybody in Erie County. And as of today, it's this trend, we're hoping this trend continues, and we're confident with the leadership of the governor and the collaboration of all the people that you see in this room, the hard work that we do every day, that it will continue, and these trends will continue. And I want to just take another minute to thank you, Governor. Appreciate your support for your commitment to public safety. And now I'm going to turn it over to the County Executive, Mark Polkas.
Thank you, Mr. District Attorney, and of course, thank you, Governor, for being here and for your investment in these crime-fighting capabilities that are truthfully making our community safer. I also want to know we're joined by our Central Police Services Commissioner, Brian Ross, who is in charge of the crime lab, the crime analysis, and the 911 call center, because this is an example of how we all work together. And what I think is important is people need to understand that the GIVE funds that we're talking about, the GIVE grant, it's not just the City of Buffalo, but it's very important. The City of Buffalo Police Department receives a significant amount of money. It's also the Erie County District Attorney's Office, as the District Attorney noted, the Erie County Sheriff's Office, the Erie County Probation, but then also police departments like Amherst, Chickamauga, Lackawanna, everyone working together to solve crimes and to prevent crimes from happening. And the numbers, the proof is in the pudding. As the District Attorney noted, last year was the lowest numbers that have been seen on record since they started keeping the records in 1984, but it's not just a one-year blip. This has been going on for quite a number of years now due to the investment that's been coming from New York State and the other organizations that are working together, where 10 years ago they did not necessarily work together. The efforts that we see from having nonprofit organizations like SNUG or Mad Dads and others work together with crime fighting agencies to ensure that we're preventing crimes from happening in the first place. And it's an example of the investment that the governor's made, and I want to thank her, as well as the men and women that you see behind us. These are the people that are on the street every day. They are building relationships with individuals who in the past may have committed a crime, but now they're having the conversations that are necessary to ensure that those crimes never happen in the first place. And you think about, when we're talking about the reduction in the number of murders, the reduction in the number of shootings, we're talking about lives saved. Individuals who 10 years ago might not be with us, but are here today because we've been able to create as a community between the county, the state, the city, all of our other town and local partners, a way of ensuring that the crime never happens in the first place. And that's a testimony to all the work of everyone, but specifically the state for investing money. I mean, $6 million in the GIVE grant on an annual basis. That's not just a one-time. This is annually, and it has grown through the years. As I said, it's gone to other agencies, not just in the City of Buffalo, because crime doesn't necessarily know a boundary line. We need to work together to ensure that we're preventing crime, whether it's in a town or a city. So I want to thank the governor for his great work. I want to thank the men and women behind me, the teams that we have in the City of Buffalo, Erie County, as well as all of our partner agencies, because your good work is making a difference. It's improving our community, it's saving lives, and it's the kind of thing that, as the district attorney talked about, when you often talk about crime, it's the statistics that people like to talk about or the number of events that are happening, but they don't like to talk about it when it's going down. And here's an example of when it's really going down, it's making a difference, it's creating a better life for so many people. And I want to thank the governor for her commitment to do that and to all of our partners for the great work. And of course, one of the partners that we have in Erie County is the City of Buffalo. When it comes to the Erie County Sheriff's Office, the Erie County Probation Department, the Erie County Central Police Services, we work hand in hand with the City of Buffalo and their police department. It's my pleasure to introduce our Mayor, Sean.
Thank you, County Executive. So thanks everyone for being here today to celebrate good news. We're here to say bad things didn't happen. Usually that doesn't get a room full of press. But we're happy to be here today. And I'd like to acknowledge my Deputy Mayor, Gino Russi, who's in charge of public safety. Gino, thanks for the work you do. And to the brave men and women from the Buffalo Police Department, thank you for what you do. So I was in Albany, you know, for over a dozen years before I became mayor. And only under Governor Hochul's leadership did our state focus on public safety change. So under Governor Hochul's leadership, we saw more money coming into the district attorney's office. We saw the creation and strengthening of programs like Strive, like Rise, like Give, things that now we're used to. We're only used to them because of the changes that Governor Hochul brought in. I'd be here to tell you that there was skepticism in the Assembly and in the Senate about the effectiveness of these types of programs, but the proof is here. The statistics are clear. So I thank Governor Hochul for her leadership on that. Public safety is something that you just can't do it for a few days and then say, well, we're on to something else. So these are continual programs. The funding is coming year after year. All the trends are saying we're going in the right direction. We in the city of Buffalo, we are engaged in transparency when it comes to public safety. We put up our gun violence statistics each month, whether there has been a good month or a bad month, but overall it's been good news. So year-to-date gun violence stats in Buffalo, shooting incidents down 37%, shooting deaths down 50% from last year. We hope this trend continues, but hope is not a strategy. But the programs that the governor has laid out year after year, that is a strategy to keep our gun laws, sorry, to keep our crime rate down. But it's everything from the gun laws that were introduced to the ban on assault weapons down to the ghost gun initiatives, to 3D printers. So really have to admire the governor's tenacity on this. And all of this comes together, right? Whether it's the red flag laws, the data-driven deployment of officers. But what really is working is this non-stop seamless coordination from the state to the county to the district attorney to the local police forces, UC together. Everyone's working together on this problem, and this coordination has really, really given a dividend. So once again, thank you to my partners in government, and thank you to Governor Hochul for her continual focus and leadership on these programs. Thank you, Governor.
Thank you very much.
All right, we have to be very quick because we're just getting back to Albany. We're going to take some on-topic questions on public safety on today's announcement. So do we have any?
On the topic of public safety, you know, it's great that numbers are going down, and certainly this is a good thing for everyone. Yet we're talking about reoffenders, and we're just, you know, kind of not addressing the elephant in the room here. Just last week, we saw two Buffalo police officers kind of stumble upon an armed robbery in progress, and the person who's alleged to have committed this crime is somebody who just spent 10, 12 years in jail, in prison. So how do we stop the reoffenders from offending?
Well, we talked about, first of all, we changed our bail laws, we changed our discovery laws, and so I've made a lot of changes in just the laws that govern the administration of the criminal justice system. Now, I'm not saying that we can stop every single crime, and that situation is abhorrent. Clearly an individual who does their time shows that the system worked on the front end, correct? I mean, they were committed crimes, they were prosecuted, they served, you know, almost, you know, a decade in jail, and then they come out. I guess the question is how you know that person is going to reoffend. But the system up until that point clearly worked. That person was not on the streets committing crime for 10 years. They were apprehended, they were prosecuted, and they did time in jail. And if there's any other comments from local officials, we have more details on that.
Thank you, Governor. I would just echo the governor's comments. I think that you know, we are never going to prevent all crime. I mean, I just talked about the numbers of homicides that have gone down. 39 was a historically low number, and we're already way below that. We're at below halfway point of the pace from last year. So we're at 7. Last year we were at 13. Yeah, I shouldn't have done the math there. That's actually just a little bit higher than halfway point. But I mean, we're just not going to eliminate all crime. And there are certain people that we can take off the street and eliminate them from committing crimes in the future, but when they get out, you know, they're at liberty to do what they want. And unfortunately, I think that's a problem that we recognize. But you shouldn't lose track of, you know, the incredible progress that we're making.
You mentioned crime has been in existence since Cain and Abel, but one of the things that we do locally and the state does is they have a reentry program. If you go over on West Eagle, where the sheriff's office is there, you'll see a sign that talks about reentry, and that's for the individuals that are leaving the holding center, that are leaving the correctional facility, that are leaving state facilities. Give them the resources that they need so that they can reenter as a productive citizen. Not every individual takes advantage of it. If they did, we're here to help. So the programs are there. It's just a matter of individuals taking advantage of it.
With that in mind, on the back end, as you mentioned, Governor, are there changes to the parole system that you'd hope to see in this budget or would advocate for in the future?
Well, we look at the situation if we start to see a trend, but again, you're going to always find situations where people are frustrated because someone is out there who they feel should still be incarcerated. I get that. And we're not, and one crime is one crime too many. So looking at the parole laws, we can certainly do that. We also ask for a parole board and others to be administering the laws that are in place and to do that correctly based on their judgment. They do the best they can, and by and large, the system works. People sometimes fall through the system, and there's a case we can point to and say, this is a failure. Yes, it's a failure, but it's not an indictment on the entire system. But always willing to look at any proposed changes.
And time for one more.
Keeping recency bias in mind here, we had three shootings in the Schiller Park neighborhood just last week. How are you planning to get these numbers and this impact into communities like that, that aren't necessarily seeing these improvements and they're still concerned for safety?
I think it's always about investing in the communities and whether people have good jobs and good education and a better outcome where they don't feel that, you know, the streets is the only life for them. That's why we're investing so much in the violence disruptor programs. I think that's making a real difference. And again, it goes to the situation I just mentioned. I would like to see fewer crimes. I'd like to see no crimes. And I will always strive to that point. That's why I'm not saying mission accomplished. But does anyone have any specific comments on the case? But
well, I just know it's not just crime, but investment. The governor in her last year's budget put $12 million in for poverty addressing in the city of Buffalo alone. And the county is investing that through the Community Action Organization. And what you're seeing when you improve people's lives, there's less of a chance that they're actually going to involve themselves in crime. So we're not just talking about the $6 million for GIVE and the other programs. There's $12 million just for the city of Buffalo alone to reduce poverty. And watch my State of the County on Thursday. The numbers prove it's working.
All right. We're going to take a quick pause right there. We'll excuse our guests.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Governor. Everyone? No, everyone is going. Okay, so you're going to ask everyone to step up. Angelica, DA's team. Yep, we're going to have everyone exit.
Thanks,
oh, thank you. Yep.
Love that.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.